We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Evan Ezer, Hilchos Yibum, Halacha Gimel, Paragraph Vav. Now we're going back to the topic of Yibum, of two brothers, one who passed away without leaving behind children, and the living brother has the option of marrying the widow of his brother who passed away in order to establish a name for that brother who passed away. V'tikunoi al yedei yochuv. The tikun for the brother who passed away is through his living brother. Rav Nosson Zal says, al yedei ochiv daika. Look how specifically it's the brother that has the ability to repair, to fix. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says in Mishlei, chapter 17, Och litzoro hivoled. A brother was born in order to help in a crisis. That's when you need a brother, when there's a crisis like this. Ki ikar hatikun al yidei ho'ach. Because the main ability to repair this situation, to fix this situation, is through the brother. Ki ikar hapegam shel ze hameis sheloinir bonim boilam. Because as we learned earlier, the main problem regarding the brother who passed away and did not leave behind children, who bechinas pegam emunas chachomim, was something lacking in faith in the rabbis. Shehu pegam ho ahava v'hasholim kanal. And as we learned earlier, that's tied into a lack of love and peace. Rabbeinu Zal, in chapter 57 in Likutei Moran, which this halacha is based on, there he shows the connection between the concept of emunas chachamim, faith in the rabbis, that connection, and the concept of love and peace, ahava and sholim. And when there's something lacking over there, then this brother who passed away without the children, his soul cannot go up to where it needs to go up to. Because Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likutei Moran that when there's a lack of faith in tzaddikim and in rabbis, then the person cannot be zoche to the true pleasure of Shabbos, which means the eating of Shabbos, va'oz, which is what defeats our enemies. Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in the Likutei Moran that just like fasting brings about the downfall of the enemies of the Jewish people, so too eating on Shabbos, when a person eats with holiness, that also brings about the defeat of our enemies. So if we don't have that, if we don't have that pleasure of Shabbos, v'oz mizgaber hasoinei v'amekatreg hagodol shu'esov, then our enemy, the one that hates us, the one that prosecutes against us, which is Esav, becomes stronger. Kimavur b'mayim ranal, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likutei Moran. V'hu hasoinei v'amekatreg b'almadein u'b'almadosi. He is our enemy and our prosecutor, both in this world and in the next world, in the future world. Ve'einoi meniyeches haneshamo la'alois kishloi zocho lihibonois boilom lahaniyach bonim ulesakenim ulescachomim. And Esav, this enemy of ours, blocks the soul from being able to rise up if the person was not privileged to build in the world, to leave behind children, and to repair anything that was lacking in emunas chachamim. Ki al yedei pegam emunas chachamim nisoirer hamekatreg hanal. Because as we mentioned earlier, when there's a lack of faith in tzaddikim, then the other side, the enemy, this prosecutor, this Esav, becomes stronger. Ukemuvan b'maimer hanal, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likutei Moran. V'amekatreg v'asoinei anal hu Esav. And who is this prosecutor? Who is this enemy? It's brother Esav. Shehoiso sinosoi gedoi lo kal kach, whose hate towards Yaakov Avinu was so great, Adasher Shiches Rachamov Meochiv, to the point where he was able to eliminate completely any thoughts of kindness towards his brother. Verodaf es Ochiv Yaakov, and he chased after his brother Yaakov Avinu to kill him. He sent his grandson to go kill him. Vize Iker his Gabrus Hasino Hanimshach Mipigam Emunas Chachomim. And this is the hate that festers and grows when we, the Jewish people, are deficient, are lacking in faith in tzaddikim, in emunas chachomim. She'afilu ach soinei esochiv. What happens is things get so bad that even brothers, even a brother, hates his own brother. Afal pi she'darkom le'ahoiv zeze. Even though naturally you would assume that brothers would like each other, would care about each other. Ki misoirer hasoinei hagodol shehu esav ochiv shel Yaakov sherodav esochiv. Because when we are lacking in emunas chachamim, when we are not fulfilling what we're supposed to do, that causes a hate to rise up, and the hate goes so far, it's the hate of brother Esav, and that's an all-consuming kind of hate. V'chol ze nimshach mechet Adam Rishon, and all of this originates from the sin of Adam Rishon, shepogam be'emunas chachamim, who, as we explained in the previous year, Adam Rishon was deficient in faith in tzaddikim, in faith in rabbis. In his case, it was faith in himself, believing in what he himself had heard directly from Hashem. And this is what caused the tumma, the impurity of the snake, to grow, v'noilad Kayin, and this resulted in the birth of Kayin, who is called Kino de Misoavusa, a tumme type of envy, jealousy, negativity. Because Cain was a product of the tumah, the impurity, that snake which was injected into Chava. And Cain was the first enemy, the first human being to display hate and murder. He murdered his brother Hevel. And he did not allow Hevel to become rooted in the world, to have children, to produce children. Asher mishom nimshochim kol gilgulei haneshamos. And we know that the secret of the gilgulim, the reincarnations of all the souls from the beginning of time till today, all date back to Cain and Hevel. Ki heim hoyu klulim mikol haneshamos. Because Cain and Hevel were a composite of all of the souls. All of the souls of the world are all rooted in Cain and Hevel. This is discussed throughout the Zohar HaKadosh, and especially in the writings of the Arizal. The Arizal shows how hundreds of people during the time of the Gemara and later generations, exactly how they trace their roots back to Cain and Hevel. The Iker HaYibum, and the whole essence of the mitzvah of Yibum, Shehu Bilchinas Gilgulei Neshamos, which is really all about reincarnations of souls, because the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that when this Yibum takes place, when the brother marries the widow of his brother, and they produce a child, that child is actually the brother being reincarnated, coming back for another round in the world. So the whole concept of Yibum is connected to the topic of Gilgulim, reincarnations. Umishom nishtal shelo hasinoboilam, And it's from there, from Cain and Hevel, that this hate was introduced into the world and passed down. Ki be'echod ein shayach sino umachloikas. Because when there's only one, in one person, there's no hate, or machlokes, or argument. Usually, there are people who hate themselves. It is, such a thing is possible, but the norm is that when there's one person only in a situation, there isn't any hate. There's nobody to hate. There's nobody to fight with. And therefore, so long as Adam HaRishon was the only person in the world, there was no possibility of hate, of arguments, fights. However, once Adam HaRishon committed a transgression in the area of Emunas Chachamim, Pogam Bashabbos, which was also a transgression against Shabbos, Va'azai Ein Yecholin Lachnia Ulevatel Hasina. Then he lost the ability to eliminate and to subdue that hate, the enemy. Venis Oirer Hasoine Hagodol, and then the great enemy, Esav, gained power. Alidei pegam huachilo shel choil, through the wrong kind of eating of the weekdays. We mentioned that during the weekdays, a person has to be very selective, very careful about what they eat and how much they eat, etc. Because any wrong move, a little bit too much, is feeding the other side, the sitrachra. Whereas Shabbos is so holy, and the eating on Shabbos is so holy, that even if a person eats a little bit more, it does not go to the other side at all. It's still holiness. Shemisho mezgaber koved koyes kemavur heit b'mamana. And as we mentioned earlier, when there's the wrong type of eating, during the weekdays, this gives strength to the liver. This feeds the liver, which is the source of anger, kas. As Rabbi Nazal explains very much, very clearly, in chapter 57 in Likut Imran, again, that this halach is based on. Vaideze nisoire sina bein shnei achim horishoyne boilam. And this is what inspired the hate between the first two brothers in the world, Cain and Hevel, vohorag Cain es ochiv Hevel, and resulted in Cain murdering Hevel. It was the result of a pegamen emunas chachomim, which involved the wrong kind of eating, the Eitz Hadas, a transgression in eating, which resulted in feeding the kas, the kove, the liver, the kas, and it's that anger that rose up in Cain and gave him the motivation to go ahead and actually murder his brother. And this is exactly the same scenario in brother Esav pursuing his brother Yaakov Avinu. Ki Esav hu bechinas zua masanochosh, because Esav is always referred to in the Sforim as the tumah, the impurity of the snake. Bechinas Cain, he's associated with Cain. V'alkein rodaf esochiv. And this is why Esav went the same route as Cain. He pursued his brother. He persecuted his brother. Ki ze ikar hasino v'horetzicho shnim shachomi Cain. Because this is the hate and the murder that was introduced into the world by Cain. Shehu hasoine v'horetzicho rishoin. He was the original source of hate and murder. Shebo mizua masanochosh, who was a product of the impurity of the snake, mi pegam emunas chachomim, which went further back to a defect in faith in the rabbis on the part of Cain's father, Adam HaRishon. Sheafilu al ochiv ein loy rachmonis. This resulted in such a terrible situation where he couldn't even have pity on his own brother, couldn't even show pity on his own brother. Ki horag es ochiv es hevel. He murdered his brother Hevel. Umishom meharigas kayin esochiv hevel nishtal shelo hasina. And it's from that original incident, the hate that Cain had for Hevel, which motivated him to murder Hevel, that continued to flow. That hate was passed down from generation to generation. The Iker Hasina, and the worst and most significant kind of hate in the world is Kishaach Soinei Esochiv, when two brothers hate each other. K'moy Esav Sherodaf Esochiv Yaakov, as in the case of Esav, who hated and pursued his brother Yaakov to kill him. Ki ze ikar hisgabrus hasina hefecho avo mehefech el hefech mamish. Because that's the ultimate display of hate. The ultimate extreme in hate is when a brother, the person who would most naturally be the one who would most easily and naturally love his brother. They come from the same mother. They come from the same father. They had the same upbringing and everything. You would think it's so natural for them to like each other. And when brothers hate each other, that's the ultimate in hate. V'ze b'chinas, and this is what the Pasuk says in Tehillim chapter 50. Teshev b'ochicho tedaber. You sit and you talk against your own brother. Shehakosuv moichiach al goydel hasina. The Torah there is reprimanding us and telling us how far this hate can go. At shafilu al ochiv yesh loy sina, to the point where people hate their own brothers. Vahu doiver olav rois, and they speak badly. They say all kinds of terrible things about their own brothers. Unfortunately, we know this is something we suffer with today. 90% of the news in this country, in Eretz Yisrael, 90 or 99%, is all about the conflict, the arguments in the Knesset and in the government and how it's spiraling down to the people. The different political, the opposition, there's A and B, there's the for and the against. That's what the whole country is built on, is that's the foundation, that's our forefathers, our leaders, is all about the different opposing parties, and each one besmirching that, each one wanting to make the other one look like the dirtiest, ugliest, parasite, filth, you know. Again, 98% of our attention is geared towards the hate, the brotherly hate, versus the hundreds of millions of enemies surrounding us. That's a secondary problem. And again, somebody was quoted on this a couple of months ago, who mentioned that the problem, the black problem that we have in our community, the problem with the blacks, the observant Jews, is a much more dangerous threat to the state of Israel than the hundreds of millions of terrorists, Arabs surrounding us. We are much more in danger by the threat from within than from without. And Rav Nosson Zal is saying here, that's the ultimate in hate, when it goes against the norms. That your own brother you hate, your own brother you can speak, you want to kill, you want to obliterate, you want to... And in fact, the Gemara says this. The Gemara says in Psochim, that even though we know that a non-Jew naturally hates a Jew, the Gemara says it's a halacha, Esav Soinias Yaakov, but it doesn't compare to the hate of those who are anti-religious. The hate that they have for a religious person is much more extreme than the hate of our cousins or for more distant relatives. V'ze shemazkir hakosuv kama pomim rishas esov harosho v'sinoso yagdoila. And Rav Nosson Zal says this is why you find throughout the Torah repeats this theme many times, where it emphasizes the evil, the ugliness in the hate that Esav has for his brother. As we find in the pasuk in Amos chapter 1, where it says al rodfoi bacherev ochiv, because he pursued his brother with the sword, v'shiches rachamov, and he eliminated completely any trace of kindness, feelings of kindness and pity towards his brother. And we find in Ovadia chapter 10, the pasuk says, mechamas ochicho Yaakov techascha busha. You should be covered in shame from the fever you're stealing and persecuting your brother Yaakov. Umaskir b'chol pam al sherot afes ochiv. And the Torah every time makes note, look who he's pursuing, look who he's persecuting, his own brother. Ki ze ikr rishosoi v'sinosoi. Because this is the ultimate evil and hate. Ki ze ikr hasina hanimshach meroitzeh harisha in shukayim. Because this is the real original hate, which was activated by Cain against his brother Hevel, and was passed down throughout the generations. V'zeh b'chinas ma'shanemar b'yerovam. And this is also what the Torah writes about one of the Jewish kings. His name was Yerovam ben Nevat, who instigated idol worship and all kinds of terrible things in the Jewish community. Shehizgaber boy zuamas hanochosh. This tumah, this impurity of the snake took over him. V'ne'emar boy, and the pasuk says about Yerovam in Hosea chapter 13, ki hu Bein Achim Yafri, he instigated civil war. He caused a fight between brothers, a separation in the Jewish community. Ki ze ikar hapegam, because this was the worst thing that Yerovam really did. Shehizgaber hasina shebein haachim, he fired the flames of hate between brothers. Shehu sinas Esav lochiv Yaakov. That's the kind of hate from Esav to Yaakov. Ki Yerovam choto upogam harbe moed bemunas chachamim bemalchus beis David. Because that we see in the Torah that Yerovam's problem was his lack of faith and respect for the rabbis. We know the Torah tells us that the ones who were really qualified to be the kings of the Jewish people are the descendants of King David. The kingdom was given over to them. And Yerovam was the one who staged a revolt, and he caused 10 out of 12 tribes, to separate from the Malchus Beis David, from Yehuda and Binyamin, to be separate apart. Kidorash, because Yerovam ben Nevat used his interpretation of the Torah to show that Chag Ha'osif hu b'mar cheshvan, that the time when the Jews are supposed to gather together, the holiday Chag Ha'osif Sukkos, should not be in Tishrei, but rather it should be in Mar cheshvan. K'mo Yishom Rabbi Seinuzal, as the Gemara shows us, how Yerovam based, on what principles he based his whole revolt and everything. Ukiyotze was a similar thing. Again, it was the issue of Pegam and Munas Chachamim. He did not accept the rabbi's interpretation of the Torah. He came up with his own interpretation. Vaideze choto b'chola Torah kula. And this led him to rebel, to sin against to reject the entire Torah. The Kofar Beikar, he denied Hashem, he ended up worshipping idols. V'alkein his gaber hasina shebein achim. And this is why, what did this lead to? It led to hate between brothers, between tribes, two tribes in Klal Yisrael. Ki hu bein achim yafri, as the Torah emphasizes, you know how evil Yerovam was? He fed the fires of hate between brothers. Ki ikar ha-hoiloto bo mi-sholom kanal. Because we learned earlier, the whole concept of producing children is dependent on peace. You have to have a father and a mother that have to be able to get it together, to have peace between them, to be friendly, to like each other in order to produce children. Shenimshach me'emunas chachamim kanal. And Rabbeinu Zal shows the Likutei Moran that shalom, peace, is the result of faith in rabbis. We know we say leman achai v'rei adabar no shalom boch. Leman beis. It says the talmidei chachamim marbim shalom boilam. That one of the main objectives of the rabbis, the chachamim, is to increase the peace in the world. V'alkein ho'achin hanoylodim b'gedusha idei b'chinas shalom b'chinas munas chachamim. And therefore, brothers who are born to parents who observe the Torah, where they're born through peace, through emunas chachamim, roi sheyeh beineihem ahava v'shalom gadol. It should be natural for them to love each other and to be at peace with each other, ki misham sharoshom, because they are rooted in love and peace. They came into the world as a result of the love and peace in a relationship, in a human relationship. Whereas, if a child is born into the world as a result of the impurity of the snake, which is the opposite of peace, the snake who brought death to the world, then that child has hate even towards his own brother. Because he's coming from a place of hate. He's coming from that filth of the snake. Just like Cain, who was the product of that filth of the snake that the snake injected into Chava. The result of hate and disunity. And that's what led Cain to murder his brother, v'chein Esav. And that's what led Esav to be Esav, to want to hate Yaakov Avinu to such a point. Ki ikar hasholoim al yidei emunas chachamim. Because as we said before, true peace can only be achieved through proper faith in the rabbis, in the chachamim. Because the rabbis are the ones who give us the oral Torah, and they are the ones who sort out, who resolve all the differences, all the arguments. One rabbi starts off saying kosher, the other rabbi says not kosher. This one says you're allowed, this one says you're not allowed. And the rabbis are the ones who sort it out. V'hei mevarim ha-halocha, ha-osr v'amuter, v'yidezeh naseh sholoim godol, which results in a great, great peace. V'nezbatel ha-machloikes v'asina, and all the diversity, all the arguments and hate is eliminated. Kimavur b'divrei Rabbeinu Zal b'mokam acher, as Rabbeinu Zal discusses this in chapter 62 in Likutei Moran. We know the Gemara tells us about two of the greatest adversaries, Shammai and Hillel, who argued about everything. But the Gemara says first they argued, and in the end, Esvohev Besufa, they were the best of friends. Their kids married each other. So again, when people are arguing with hate, with genuine, where it's real machloikis, there's no way in the world they're going to get together socially. There's no way in the world that their kids can marry each other. But the Torah shows us that by them, the argument was only trying to achieve peace. The whole goal in their disagreements was to come to an agreement, not to remain in a state of disagreement. We know, again, we have today the famous peace talks, which are all about of anything but peace. The last thing in the world these people have in their furthest conscience is coming to peace with each other. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, "V'zeh b'chinas Shabbos Shalom," and this is also tied into the special day called Shabbos, which is also referred to in the Torah as Shabbos Shalom. We know when we greet each other on Shabbos, we say Shabbat Shalom. Shezoichin al yedei emunas chachamim kanal. And in order for a Jew to experience the peace of Shabbos, that also requires this faith in the rabbis. Ki b'Shabbos naaseh shalom. Because on Shabbos is when this peace is achieved. V'nizbarer ha-halacha. And all the questions, all the unresolved issues, all the unresolved questions in Torah are resolved. Ki sheishes yemei achol, because the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that the 6 days of the week represent the six different types of arguments. Hein bechinas osur mutter, kosher, posel, tomei tohar, kemuvah. The Zohar HaKadosh tells us that if you look in the Torah Shebal Peh, in the Gemara, in the Mishnah, there are basically six different opinions. One says kosher, the other one says posel. One says toher, the other one says tomei. One says osur, the other one says mutter. That pretty much sums up all the disagreements in Torah Shebal Peh. And we know, in fact, that the Torah Shebal Peh is divided into six sections also. Zroim, Moed, Noshim, Nezikim, Kochim, Tam. So that number six corresponds to the 6 days of the week, which is all about arguments, disagreements, unresolved, unclarity. Vayidei Shabbos, Nizbarim Hasheshis Me'achol. However, when Shabbos comes along, all the differences of the 6 days of the week are all laid to rest. Hainu shenizbarer ha'osur v'amuter. That which is forbidden, that which is permissible, all becomes clear. Ki ikar tikun ubirur shel sheishis me'achol nishlam b'Shabbos. Because all the Sforim tell us that the main repair and sorting out of what's going on during the 6 days of the week is achieved on Shabbos. Ki oz nase shalom. On Shabbos we have peace. V'nizbarer haheter min oisur. And the pure from the impure, the right and wrong, gets sorted out. Ki ikar shlemus Torah shebal peh. Dahainu halacha psuka beberur hu b'Shabbos. Because the main perfection of the oral Torah, the main resolution of all the differences in the oral Torah, in the halacha, are all resolved on Shabbos. She'oz nichlal hakoil berozo di'echod. On Shabbos, everything plugs into oneness. Bebechinas, as we mentioned earlier, we quoted the special portion of the Zohar HaKadosh that we recite on Friday night. Those who daven Nusach Sfard, Roza de Shabbat, about the secret of Shabbos, that the secret of Shabbos is all about unity, oneness, peace. Hu echod u'shmo echod. It's all about Hashem and His name being one. V'ze shekosav Rabbeinu Zal b'maimran al, and this is why Rabbeinu Zal writes there in the chapter on Likutei Moharan that this halacha is based on, shal yedei emunas chachamim, Zoichen l'Shabbos v'zoichen l'Sholem. That when we're zoiche to have the proper faith in the rabbis, this will lead us to a proper Shabbos and to a proper peace. Because the Gemara tells us in Avodah Zarah, page 3, ki mi shetorach be'erev Shabbos yoichel b'Shabbos. A person who struggled to work on Friday, that person will have what to eat on Shabbos. Hainu meaning, mi shezoiche le'munas chachamim. A person who succeeded in achieving faith in the rabbis. Sheheim mevararim sheishe semeachoil. They are the ones who sort out the 6 days of the week. Al yidei b'china shisha sidrei mishnah. Through the six sections of Talmud. Through that, they purify the 6 days of the week. They resolve all the confusion, all the doubts, all the disagreements that are represented by the 6 days of the week. Umevarin ho'isram and eter. They clarify what's permissible, what's forbidden. Ayideze zoichen l'Shabbos. Through that, we are zoiche to get to arrive at Shabbos. Shehu b'china shvisa min habirurim. Shabbos means to rest. Vayishboy is to rest. That everything is resolved. When things are unresolved, we're running around trying to resolve them. When everything has been fixed, now I can sit down and relax. Ki oz nizgale shleimus Torah shebal peh, b'chinas halocha psuka v'kanal. Because it's on Shabbos that there is revealed the perfection of the oral Torah, where all unclear things are resolved. Aval kishe poigim chas v'shalom b'monos chachamim. Whereas, if a person does not have the proper faith in rabbis, v'oz ein yochel levarash shum din v'alocha kanal, and then he does not have the ability to clarify, to resolve properly the laws. We mentioned earlier the case of Yeravim ben Avot and others who didn't have faith in rabbis, and they came to all kinds of off-the-wall conclusions. Or Korach. The Torah tells us Korach was intelligent. His intelligence misled him to come up with all kinds of crazy ideas. He challenged Moshe Rabbeinu. He asked Moshe Rabbeinu all kinds of questions for which Korach thought he knew the answer. And when Moshe Rabbeinu came up with a different answer, what did he do? He laughed. He laughed. He couldn't prove Moshe Rabbeinu wrong. He laughed. And that's how many people resolve arguments. When they get backed against the wall, when they're shown that they're wrong, rather than admit, rather than say, I'm sorry, I made a mistake, or maybe I'm not right, what do? They laugh. And that's how they get out of it. There are cases of people who make fun of religion. They mock religion, or they mock a particular group in religion. And when push comes to shove, when they're shown that this group bases their opinions on certain valid things, what do? Ha ha. Everybody knows they're nuts. It's nuts, it's nuts, you know, and that's it, and that's enough. So whereas when a person is lacking in emunas chachamim, v'oz ein yochoy levarash shum din v'alocha, v'oz nisarev toy v'ra, and then the good and bad are all mixed up together, isur v'eter, permitted and permissible, it becomes one big cholent, one big mishmash, and that's the basis and the source of all kinds of controversy and conflict. As we discussed in other places in our writings. And therefore, when there's lack of emunas chachamim, which was the mistake, the sin of Adam Arishayin. He had a choice to have faith in himself, in what he understood were the instructions of Hashem, or to buy this baloney that the snake was marketing, his position, his advice. And they chose, unfortunately, to go with the snake's position. This is what activates hate and conflict. Because this activates the great enemy of Esav, Sherodaf Esochiv Yaakov, who pursued and persecuted his brother Yaakov Avinu. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, Nachzor L'Inyoneinu, let's get back to our topic again. Nimtza, we conclude, She'ikar Pegam Hasina Hu Sinas Och L'Reyehu, that when we talk about hate, real hate is when it's between brothers. That term civil war, you know, that's the worst of the worst. When there's unity in a family and they're dealing with adversity, they're fighting an outside battles, that's one thing. We know Lahavdil, those that grew up in the United States, and you study what the United States, what it took to initiate the United States, how they broke away from England and everything, and fought different battles here, there. But when it came to civil war, that was the most dangerous thing. That was the thing that could have destroyed everything. Shehu hepech ho'avo mehepech el hepech. That's the exact opposite of love. When people talk about love, they talk about brotherly love. The ultimate, the real, you know, the most beautiful love is brotherly love. And we talk about brotherly hate, that's the exact opposite. Shezeu b'chinas sinas Esav. This is the hate of Esav. Shehu hasoinei hagodol. He's the worst enemy. Shemishom nimshach ikar hasina. He is the source of hatred in the world. Umishom ikar hapegam v'ho'inish shelzeh hameis b'loi bonim shepogam b'emunas hachomim. And that's where the punishment for the person who left the world without it, the brother who passed away without having children, because we said there was a lack of emunas chachamim. Hisgaber Esav, because when there's something lacking in there, that allows Esav to get strong. Shehu biatzmoi hayetzahara. Esav is the evil inclination. Val yodoi biatzmoi ho'inish lachar misa. And he's also the one who punishes that soul after the person passed away. Kemuva, as the Gemara tells us. The Gemara says that it's the same angel who's the one who tries to convince a person to commit sins. He's the one who seduces it. He ends up going upstairs and becoming the prosecutor. And then he's the one who's sent down to actually punish the person. He's the policeman also. He's the executioner. The same angel, all under the guise of Esav. And this is what blocks the soul of that person from being able to rise up after the person passes away and connect with its original roots. And therefore, tikunai, the repair for that soul, alidei ochiv daika, has to come from his brother specifically. Because by a brother stepping up to the plate and doing what is necessary to save the soul of his brother who passed away, that's the antidote to the hate of brother Esav who persecuted his brother. Sheze ikur bechina sina. That's the ultimate in hate. V'alkein yesh koyach lehooch daiko lesakein esochiv. And this is why Hashem has given the power to repair this soul, this person who passed away without having children. That power, that magic wand, has been given over to his brother. Ki hu machnia sinas Esav achi Yaakov. Because it's the brother who has the ability to subdue and eradicate the hate of brother Esav, shebozeh tolui ikar hatikun. And that's what's really needed to repair that soul that left the world without having children. Kishemevatlin sinosoi. When we succeed in erasing the hate of Esav, then that soul can have a complete tikun, can be repaired. Paragraph 7, now things get a little more interesting. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to delve deeply into the Kabbalistic explanation of exactly what happens when a couple gets married on a spiritual level, what takes place between the husband and wife, and therefore how it's possible after the person passed away and left a widow and didn't have children, how it's possible for his living brother to be able to step in spiritually and be able to repair, be able to fix. Paragraph Zion, V'ikr hatikun shel hayibum, shemesakein ochiv es nefesh hameis, and the main accomplishment of this process of yibum, where the living brother repairs completely the soul of his brother who passed away, hu al yedei bechinas hahu rucha deshodi begavoh, is dependent on that spiritual light, that ruach, that the original husband, the brother who passed away, injected into his wife. Kimuva besava mishpatim, as is discussed elaborately in the Zohar HaKodesh, in Parshas Mishpatim, in the section that's called Sovo Kadisha, where an old sage came to the students of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and gave them a shiur, one of the most elaborate lectures in the Zohar HaKodesh on the topic of reincarnation, takes place in that section in the Zohar HaKodesh, in the beginning of Parshas Mishpatim, where this old sage explained to them all the secrets about reincarnation and how it relates to marriage and Yibum, as is explained over there, ubekisvei ha'Arizal, and in the writings of the Arizal. Ki hahu rucha deshodi begavo, because this Holy Spirit, which the husband injects into the wife during their first union, shaydeze nasis kli, which does not produce any child. That first union between them, the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us, does not produce any child, but what it does is it makes the wife into a vessel, into a proper vessel, vehu ikr chiyusa. And it's from there that she draws her spiritual light, her spiritual power. Kama shemuva biksovim, as the Arizal explains, al posuk vayihi betseis nafsho ki mesa. When the Torah speaks about Rochel Imenu, that she didn't have children for a long period of time, and then finally she gave birth to Yosef HaTzadik. Then afterwards she became pregnant a second time, and when she was pregnant with Binyamin, that's when the Pasuk says that when she was about to give birth, that's when her soul left her. So the Arizal says, Hu bechinas Binyamin, and this chius, this spiritual life that's based on that ruach that the husband injected into her during that first union, is called Binyamin. It's referred to as Binyamin, kimavuer biksovim, as is explained in the writings of the Arizal. Vehu nimshach mebechinas neder. And this light, this spiritual light called Binyamin, draws its power from neder, from the source of vows. Ki ze yodua, because it's known, sheneder hu bebina, that vows are associated with bina, ima ilo, the heavenly mother, the upper mother. Bechinas Yom HaKippurim, we mentioned this before several times, that it's brought that the word neder is nun dor, 50th generation, 50 generations. And we know 50 is the number associated with the 50 levels of bina, which is referred to as the mother, ima. Bechinas Yom HaKippurim, which is also so associated with Yom Kippur, which we begin with Kol Nidre, the special prayer about vows. Tshuva, which is the day, the main day of Tshuva, Shemaschilinos Kol Nidre Kiyadua. We know that we kick off the day of Yom Kippur, the Tshuva process of Yom Kippur, with Kol Nidre. Umishom Nimshach Hahu Rucha Deshodi Begavoa. And it's from there, from Bina, from Imo Ilo, from Neder, that Ruach, that Holy Spirit, that the husband injects into the wife during that first union, that's where it comes from. Shehu Bechinas Binyamin, which is referred to as Binyamin, Kimuva Biksovim, as is also explained in the writings of the Arizal, Bishar Kriyashma Alamita, in the section where he discusses the Kriyashma that a person is supposed to recite before going to sleep, B'Pri Eitz Chaim. In the Sefer Pri Eitz Chaim of the Arizal, Ayin Shom, look over there to see how the Arizal explains this process. V'ze b'chinas ma'shel loy noilad binyomen, shu b'chinas ahurucha kanal, ad sheshilim Yaakov is nidroi. And this will also explain why, interestingly, Binyamin, the child Binyamin, the son of Yaakov Avinu, was not born until Yaakov Avinu fulfilled his vow. You remember we spoke a few pages earlier how when Yaakov Avinu went looking for a wife, the Torah tells us about a whole major event that happened. He came upon the site of the Beis HaMikdash, and he slept there, and he saw a vision of angels going up and down a ladder. And when he woke up, he said, wow, this is some place. And it says right away he made a vow. Vayidar Yaakov Neda, he made a major, major vow to Hashem. Binyamin was not able to be born until that vow was fulfilled. V'chein nismach leidas Binyamin lekiyum haneder shel Yaakov. And if you look in the Torah, it makes a point of showing right near where it talks about Binyamin being born, it discusses Yaakov Avinu fulfilling the vow. K'mayshekosu b'parshas Vayishlach, as it says over there in Parshas Vayishlach, Vayatsev Yaakov Matseva, that Yaakov Avinu erected a special monument, Vayitzoikoleho Shemen, and he poured oil on it, Vayikro Yaakov Eshem Hamokoim Beit El. And he named that site Beit El. And then the pasuk goes on to say, Vayisu mi Beit El, they traveled from Beit El. Later on, when it speaks about Binyamin being born, it says, Vayisu mi Beit El, they left a place called Beit El, Vayihi oid kivrasoretz, and they were starting to travel, Vateled Rochel. And that's when Rochel Imenu gave birth to Binyamin. V'oz daiko noilad Binyamin, achar kiyum nidroi shel Yaakov daiko. And that's exactly when Binyamin was born, right after Yaakov Avinu returned to Beit El and fulfilled his vow. Ki Binyamin nimshach mishom. Because Binyamin comes from there, mi bechinas haneder, from the same place as the vows come from Bina, from Ima. Shemishom nimshach ahu rucha deshodi begavor. That's the place that the husband draws, that special spirit that he injects into the wife during that first union. Shenasis kli al yedeze, which makes her into a vessel which prepares her for being able to produce children. Vehu ikur chiyusa, and that is where she draws her spiritual energy from that ruach. Ki ikur chiyus v'kiyum shel isha yiras Hashem, because the main source of life and the main existence of the woman of valor, bechinas Rochel, bechinas Torah Shebal Peh, who represents the Torah Shebal Peh, bechinas Emunas Chachamim, as we showed in the past few pages. If you look back, all of these things were connected. The woman, the man represented the written Torah, the woman represented the oral Torah. She represented the union of Emunas Chachamim. Hu al yedei neder, the source from which this woman, the Torah Shebal Peh, this woman draws its spiritual nourishment, is from Neder. Bechinas Vayidar Yaakov Neder, the vow that Yaakov Avinu made, with Kimavur B'maimar Anal, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in chapter 57 in Likut Imran, that when a person is feeling weak in their Emunas Chachamim, what should they do? They should make a vow. Make a vow and fulfill it right on the spot. This will infuse them with new faith in the rabbis. V'alkein nodar Yaakov haneder kishoholach liso es isho yiras Hashem. And this is why when Yaakov Avinu was embarking on this project of getting married, when he was about to go find his wife and get married, step one was he made a vow. Because the vow repairs the Emunas Chachamim, which is what the wife represents. She represents the Torah Shebal Peh, the Emunas Chachamim. We'll hold it over here for now. V'alkein. Definitely.